point that we're talking about this morning, towards sexual purity. In fact, the question that people ask is, what do you need to be marked for? And it's impossible to say, you don't think about it, and you automatically stop thinking about it. I found that if, when I was tempted, the first thing I would do was to acknowledge the fact that I was tempted, because that's not the case. I didn't thank God for sexuality. A gift from God. And it's like water. Water and river, beautiful from the boundaries of the boundaries of the land of the earth. So it has to be pulled from the boundaries. Then the boundaries of that great gift, when the flood comes and loses the boundaries of the fence, very slow, and at the edge of the fence. So it gives a force, that counts, that's the effect of the boundaries. So I would thank God for the gift of sexuality, and then I would thank God for my love. Because I found that when I transferred the temptation to her, which is exactly what God meant to replace it, then instead of it making me feel guilty, in fact, it was culture of love. That's exactly the same thing that God wants. He wants to draw us away from God and away from our neighbor. And if the temptation instead draws us close to God and close to our neighbor, process that I find that I need to do it. Again, when we work back to the end of the day, we do the main problem, and we do the practice. What about when you're single? What do you think about it? Again, I think that we go through the same process. Thank you, God, for the like, thank you that I can be tender. I've got normal desires, normal energy. Thank you, God, that within your plan, you have created a way for me to express that sexuality. To be sure to make me feel that way. Again, your mind will be on the Lord and on the Lord. It's interesting, once you start thinking about the person you want God to be, you, of course you want that person. That's the ideal. When you think in terms of what you want to have, you don't have the right to expect exactly the same thing as you. Thank God for that name. And see if God will use that to give you victory in the process. So, what do you do? You don't sit there and expect the process. Talking about sexuality, purity, and adultery, we need to bring some more to the law that is directly related to that process. And that's the law of divorce. See the connection there. Don't commit adultery, don't even think about it. And don't divorce your mate. One of the primary reasons that people divorce their mates, because they are, by the 10th commandment, discontent with that mate. And begin to fantasize that the grass must be greener and somebody else is dead. So, in order to find that out, they form alliances with somebody else. Most adults have begun simply finding somebody to talk to. Very, very. Adults are just talking to a few of you today, all of a sudden, they're not going to be able to meeting, maybe at work. Like at work, you work always with the next thing that you have. You always have more energy at work than you have at home. And men are always more impressed by women at work because they do look nicer than wives if they don't see at home. And they have more fun. They don't have the pressure at home, children, or all of that. So they find somebody that they can talk to, somebody that sees and understands. You know, I'm married to somebody that I've had a whole lot to talk about for years, 18 months. Every couple goes through the process like that. They put I know that his husband has been talking. The things they're talking about, what does that do with problems? Get it back up. Build up. House needs to be there. Grass needs more. Money needs more. Problems. So they meet somebody of the opposite sex. They can talk to you, and that person's going to the same problem as this guy. If I married her, if I could trust her anyway, I really don't want to be stuck with her kid. Mine are bad enough. The oldest one is a kid. That is the way it happens in the world. This is a child. If I get 12 children, I will have a child. Cameo over here says there is only one reason for divorce, and that's adultery. Hillel over here says, hey, if she burns the biscuits, that's reason enough to get rid of it. Very little is in the Bible. So you remember in Matthew chapter 19, the King of Jesus, he says, okay, divorce for any cause, and we try to find out if people did it. Set up a group of the script. Jesus said that there was one reason for the war, and that is the cause of the chaos and the disciples. Wow! If that's the way it is, who would get the people? What is it we think is that it's so impressed by the people that they want to be? Maybe they want to make sure that they want to be strictly limited to one more part of the rest of the Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. In that verse, what is the commandment? It's an imperative in the words. Give her a certificate. Divorce is never a commandment. prophets will she find no favor in his eyes, because he has found some uncleanness. And he writes her as her kingdom, puts it in her hand, and sends her out of his house. Can anyone say that? No. Well, it's all forgiven. When she has departed from this house and goes and becomes another man's wife. Can anyone say that? If the latter husband detests her and writes her a certificate of divorce, puts it in her hands, and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband dies, he took her as his wife. Long division sentence. Then her former husband who divorced her must not take her back to be his wife after she was his wife. What's the commandment? Don't remarry a wife, divorce, in order to keep that from happening, the first question has to do with the certificate to show that she was divorced. The second question has to do with the certificate in order to be divorced. Now, what was the cause for which the first husband was allowed to send her away? If he has found favor in someone, I would have another question. The decency. The Greek term that is used in the translation of the Hebrew is the word porneia. Recognize anything of English about that? Yeah, pornography. A matter of uncleanness. If he finds some reason of uncleanness, and porneia has to do with sexual uncleanness, and he decides to divorce her, then let him give her this writ of divorce and send her away to the end. What is the cause of uncleanness? What legitimate qualifies the cause of divorce? If you're not sure, why do you do that? One theory, one explanation is the cause of uncleanness here. That on their wedding night, the husband finds out that the wife is not doing it. On that basis alone, he has the right to do it. Once he has done the habit with her, he has claimed the right of divorce at that point, he has no right to divorce. See, in Jewish custom, in order to make sure, in order to make sure, once she was engaged to the man, all of that was done there by the parents. They didn't seal the deal. They didn't have a whole lot to say about it. Once that was guaranteed, then she was not to be out of the house, out of the father's house, and it was just a deal. They married herself to make sure she wasn't present. No deal in those days, how long it took for a baby to be conceived and born. And even though this came from, I didn't know that, because he also wanted for the girl to know. Because he knew she was pregnant and he knew he was a father. They knew very well that they were still pregnant. She stayed at the father's house for a year, was pregnant, and assumed she was a virgin. And that was a pretty safe assumption because the girls were usually married by that. But the guys are missing the other one. You know, there's not going to be a lot of people to go with the 50, 60 years old and have a kids. They didn't have a lot of problems. But then they didn't have a lot of problems with sexuality. They had a lot of problems extending their lessons up to 55 years. So that one theory, the cause for the business only had the second theory is the cause of uncleanness had to do with any kind of sexual immorality after the marriage. then passionate to be as allowed to be in some sense. The local voice in sense, another allowed sense. If a person is Deuteronomy 24 concept goes out remarried without the mate having been taken care of by God's love, out the positive, then it is above. My opinion is 24:7 that if the divorce is good, biblically, thank you. was very, this is more than a good one, but very good one. Disobedience to that person will produce some kind of advertising. We all know what to do about the last one. We will see full effects of what we try to do. Use this thing. See the effects of it at the next level. What do we do? The old church will be weak, structural, outsiders without faith, thank you. Bible is by every divine name, and we make it as well, because we're going to do it in the text. believe in the Satan. And so they're making a deal. I will buy 12 of your cattle. I will give you 24 cattle. To them, God lived it. So they would say, I swear by the temple. You guys would go, you know, he was binding himself by God because God makes the temple. Hey, we really want to get serious. I swear by the gold in the altar. Because the gold in the altar was a place, the altar was a place of the sacrifice and the burnt. That was where God put down. Hey, that's really serious. I want a little lighter when I swear by heaven. So all of those were ways of making folks sin when you turn it up. But yet not actually sin. So the guy brings his cattle over and says, here we are, 24 shekels of bread. Times of consecration. He lost a lot of money. Lowest I could afford is 19. 19! He said 24! You said, with God as your witness. Hey, man, I didn't say God. I said the temple. I wasn't thinking of God. I was just thinking of the walls of the temple and the building. You're a liar. I'm not a liar. I didn't really mean it. So you see, they had built up a system to make these votes that made them look sincere. God actually means sincere. So we couldn't say it again. That's an incomplete very much like we do the business today. Let's see how much we can give to the contractor. It's so unclear that we could do anything we need to do. We'll think about that. More deeds would be active in this fact. I said, don't swear at all. Heaven, because that's God's law. Not by the earth, that's his principle. Not by Jerusalem, it's the city of the great king. Don't even swear by your own head, because you can't make your hair grow or fall out. You cannot make one hair white or black. In fact, let your yes be yes, and your no no. If you believe in the Lord God, why are oaths necessary? Why do we have to have contracts? Why do we have to have contracts? What's the reason? Why is it expected? Because people are liars. Basically, if people weren't liars, you'd never have to have contracts. There's always one for one. He has. Sure, no, that's stupid. in that case, it's okay because it's part of the rules of the game, right? And the same with paint. You paint like you're going one direction and you look the other direction. Does that turn God in? No, that's part of the rules. Same as your book. In the Old Testament, not you, the subject. Under something else. You know, one time you have war and the fire will hurt, the fire will sing. God made it sound like there was an army coming in to the cross. In the flag, God takes them out. But it was war. And war, you expect it to be a war. Something happened in Joshua. Faith pulled them out and they ambushed them. That's cool. In my opinion, that was the same thing that happened with Rahab, which you watched. It was a war situation. Lying's not always wrong. It's okay if you're going to get a surprise party for somebody. You're going to tell them that you're going to get on their pizza and the fact that you're going to have to pay. That's okay. You just accept that. When somebody expects you to tell the truth because something depends upon you, you are obligated to tell them. Not to do so, but to tell them that you are not. The fact that the entire God is people are able to say the truth that he says, because God is his own God. Swear for his own purpose. It's supposed to keep his word even in the first place. God is his very core. The idea is, as a child of God, when I say yes to him, I say no, I'm not. So in fact, I learned that. I'm sort of a thief, based on this thing, I thought it was wrong. So, when we would travel, how much farther is it? That's always the first question. 5 minutes. How far is it by you? Get out of 45 minutes. And you drive today and they say, you stop, 45 minutes. That's very clean too. I will buy you $20 back. Well, we don't have any $10 chocolates in these, only 95 cents. So you got to go. That's rotten, right? That's a 50%. And based on the 70s, that is an honest question. It's a standard of experience. Let's take a break.